Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
In a recent Time magazine article, Ray Dalio of Bridgewater Associates Hedge Funds warned that the world is on the brink of disaster. He came to this conclusion based on current events that haven't happened since the 1930s. The largest amounts of debt and inflation, the biggest gaps in wealth and values, resulting in the rise of populism on both the left and the right against the elites, and the greatest international conflict between world powers. Most importantly, between the U.S. and China. Peter Ange writes that the easy way out of this mess would be for the elite to proactively shrink in scope, get government out of the economy, out of social engineering, and out of propagandizing kids. But of course, this won't happen. Common sense and simple observation will tell you that the so-called elites will continue on their path towards economic destruction and world war, which is likely what the international bankers had planned all along. Let us not forget that the fast-growing BRICS monetary system was born in 2001 out of Goldman Sachs. In 1971, President Nixon officially ended the gold standard and replaced it with the petrodollar, in which OPEC agreed to price their oil in U.S. dollars in exchange for U.S. military protection. This blood money deal preserved U.S. control over the world economy. But when the U.S. weaponized the SWIFT payment system against Russia, BRICS became the only viable solution for the rest of the world. Reuters in New Delhi reported that last May, the State Bank of India rejected Indian Oil Corp's planned payment in U.S. dollars for Russian oil. And so they went to a private bank and settled their trade for Russian oil by paying in yuan to the Bank of China, and have continued to do so since. A shortage of U.S. dollars in Argentina has caused commercial banks to allow the Chinese yuan as a form of currency in savings and checking accounts. Argentina has already been issuing securities in the Chinese yuan and has made a $2.7 billion payment to the International Monetary Fund using the Chinese BRICS currency. The Federal Reserve Bank's FedNow is scheduled for launch by the end of July. FedNow is officially an update to the Federal Reserve's payment processing and settlement system and appears to be a backdoor to creating a central bank digital currency. Private blockchain operator Tassat has partnered with the Federal Reserve's new payment system and will serve as an interface for FedNow. FedNow will also connect with Metal Blockchain, whose CEO and founder claims will allow banks to prepare for an eventual central bank digital currency, along with bank-issued stablecoins. The idea of a central bank digital currency is already hugely unpopular with the majority of Americans. But according to Dale Hauser, it is being set up to destroy alternative blockchain solutions, such as Ripple and Stellar. And if the powers that be are successful in destroying the U.S. economy, then the only other option to accepting a CBDC would be some sort of revolution, which would be nearly impossible, seeing as how divided the populist movement is within the left-right paradigm. Last week in China, the World Economic Forum proclaimed that the entire world needs to switch to a central bank digital currency, with expiry dates and restrictions on undesirable purchases. They proposed using artificial intelligence to censor hate speech and disinformation on the internet, and using artificial intelligence to control a global social credit system that will involve wearable devices with sensors to monitor everyone's actions. If we the people fail to unite against the powers that be, then their solution will most certainly be world war, depopulation, and total control. And this is all happening right now. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, folks, we're live. It's Wednesday, July 5th, 2023. And I play this Greg Reese report because this is what we're going to be covering when we come back. Major developments on this front. InfoWars is a one-of-a-kind operation. And so please go to InfoWars Store and just make a donation. And you can make it one time or recurring. You have a little profile there. Cancel any time. Every 15 days, every month, every 3 months, every 6 months, up to 9 months, you can go in and every month or every week, whenever you want, you program it. You just click it, and then you decide when you want to make a donation. So please do that as well. That way we get 95% of it after credit card fees. That'll make it 20, 30, 40% of doing the products. But these really are amazing products. The big July 4th sale is going on right now. This is such a critical platform in the fight against the New World Order. The enemy's out in the open. We're vindicated. People are listening more than ever. But in this major recession going into depression and with supply chain breakdowns, I know it's hard. I know times are tough. So thank you for your support. But whatever you do, pray for the broadcast and share the articles and the videos. That you can do for free. And that's just as important as Steve Bates on air. So however God leads you in your heart to support us, please support us now. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. God bless you. The Islamic riots have spread across Europe. And prominent citizens have speak out against them are being arrested by the globalist government because it's all part of a larger destabilization plan. When you import military-age men and the prisoners from third world countries, you become Mad Max. You become hell. Europe fought off more than 100 Islamic invasions, but now traitors in control have opened the gates. The fall of Europe. We'll be covering all of this here today. And there's a lot of other big red meat topics that are really interesting we could talk about for hours that I'm not going to spend much time on because they're really diversions. Like a big bag of cocaine found at the White House over the weekend. The scanners picked up that they found a possible hazardous material. And the story itself, that Hunter Biden was there and it's probably his cocaine, that he's above the law, isn't a new story. If you just go one-dimensionally, it's not that important. It's all part of the humiliation of America with Pedo Joe and his crackhead Chinese communist agent son. But the fact that the Secret Service called a hazmat crew, when they've got their own hazmat team, and let it go out over the scanners was really a call for help. And we've seen a lot of leaks out of the Secret Service on Biden because they think, and they're right, he's extremely dangerous. And the people controlling him are extremely dangerous. But the fact that they called in the local hazmat team saying, oh, gee, we don't know what this bag of drugs is. Undoubtedly with Hunter's crack pipes and the rest of it, he's been staying at the White House as of late. And accompanying his father almost every weekend to Camp David, you see him shuffling, obviously drugged out of his mind, with a red backpack on. What do you think's in that? The border's completely collapsed. Giant human trafficking. We're at war with Russia. We have psychotic, inbred, pedophile lunatics running the country. It's incredible. So I say, oh, I'm not going to spend much time on that red meat story. Now, that's a huge story by what it tells you. That the Secret Service put out on the radio hazardous material found and then called the local hazmat team to come deal with it and say, gee, what's this? Because they're fed up. We're not going to cover up a big bag of cocaine and crack pipes that are on ours. And, of course, they're doing a sweep, and they find it. Oh, gee, what's this? Is it anthrax? We better look. We better call in another agency who doesn't even know what's going on. Because I guarantee you, if the Secret Service called that in themselves and made a federal issue, those agents would be found dead in car wrecks or murder suicides of their families within days. But the tyranny and the intimidation can only last so long. So I said, that's a meaty issue. Interesting. Entertaining. But if we just cover those entertaining articles, we'll never save the country and the world. But if we pull back and have deeper understanding, even a distractionary story like this becomes extremely informative. And I want to be clear. The corporate media is not covering the cocaine. They're not covering why it's so important. So we know that. It's just a heaping on of the disgrace. But when you see the larger picture, it's very informative and very... what's the proper word? Encouraging. Very encouraging. You know, we were told by the Secret Service, because they're so worried about it, 2 years ago, that when Biden gets mad, like many dementia people, and he also is on cocaine and injectable methamphetamine, Biden, not just his son, what do you think, Dad? Where do you think Hunter learned it from, Daddy? Where do you think he learned all the pedo stuff? These are maniacs. Literal drug addict pedophile maniacs. With the nuclear launch codes. And I was told that he poops his pants. And then I was talking to some senior NYPD people. I'll just leave it at that. And I asked them if they'd heard this. And they said, yeah, you know, he was just in, this is last year, he was just in New York for 9/11. You notice he changed clothes twice. And they had to change his schedule repeatedly. And it's because he would get mad. And when he gets mad, he poops his pants. So, I had a loved one who I really loved. He was one of the smartest people I ever knew. But once he had strokes or heart attacks, his mind was gone. If he got mad, he'd do the same thing. Difference is, he was not in control of the nuclear launch codes. So, Biden is one step away from finger painting in his own feces on the walls. So, I've covered that topic now, and it was the Gateway Pundit that first picked up the scanner information and confirmed it was true. Now, mainstream news is just, it's okay, cocaine was found, move along, no big deal. So, when the head of the Gateway Pundit joins us in the third hour, we'll talk about this, all the election fraud proof they've compiled, what he thinks is about to happen with Jim Hoff in the 2024 election that could well be this nation's last. It's all coming up today, ladies and gentlemen. And I will also open the phones up in the second hour. Now, that said, let me just move on now. I just spent 6-7 minutes on that story to something much bigger and really important and also good news, encouraging. Major federal court, high level federal judge, rules Biden regime likely violated First Amendment by coordinating with big tech to censor Americans, said it was illegal, and ordered Biden to stop. And here's Politico. Judge limits Biden administration's contact with social media firms. They were coordinating with the CIA and Justice Department who to censor and how to censor on hundreds of major issues. In some cases, over 50 million posts were removed on Facebook alone at the direction of the CIA through the Biden administration. So that's the CIA surveilling you. What you say and what you do, that's what's really illegal, to then censor you in a coordinated action with private companies, totally illegal. And I know it's Elon Musk, who I'm not saying is perfect, but I'll defend him when it's reality-based. There's all these headlines. Elon Musk explains bizarre Twitter view cap rule and then tells viewers and users to go outside and be on your computer less. Well, another good thing he says. And... well, you need to have users that aren't committing suicide. I mean, you need to be outside. It's a proven fact. But they say, well, why is he censoring? No, he's not. Almost no one views 600 tweets a day. It's like less than 1%. Most of it is bots, and they're using those bots over at the NSA, the CIA, and these private think tanks to correlate and track and then direct censors still inside Twitter that Elon's not been able to get rid of, because they had so many of their operatives inside, including CIA and other individuals. So that's what's going on there. That is a big, big deal. So you have the hearings the last few months, all confirmed the documents. The government illegally, with the Pentagon, the CIA, all of them, surveilling you and censoring you. Kind of a big deal. We'll drill more into that. So see, that's just two of the stories here. They all go on and get more insane. Look at this quote by Zelensky over in the madhouse that's Ukraine. Ukraine preparing for nuclear explosion as Russia reduces nuclear plant presence. With no proof, they say Russia's about to launch a false flag nuclear meltdown and calls for NATO to invade immediately. Kind of like when Zelensky fired those missiles into Poland earlier this year and said that the Russians did it. Of course, by the grace of God, the Poles were able to shoot down the missiles so they didn't detonate. And they got the tail numbers off. They were Ukrainian. And then the telemetry showed they were fired directly on the border of Poland from Ukraine on purpose. On purpose. That's how crazy Zelensky is. He shoots missiles at Poland. And even when the tail numbers are both found, because the Poles shot both missiles down, they still blame the Russians. Complete psychotic lunatic. Also a cocaine head, also a pervert. All right, we'll come back, ladies and gentlemen, with the biggest news and so much more today. Infowars.com, band.video. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Calling it the July 5th movement. Meaning, what are you going to do the day after you declare independence against tyranny? Because then that means the real fight has just begun. And how do we define that? How do we pledge to do that? That's really what this whole broadcast is about. It's about July 4th and 1776 worldwide. But what do you do when you go beyond the declaration and have to actually put your shoulder to the wheel? Now, I became aware of this, large pieces of this years ago, decades ago, but I had not read a whole bunch of different WEF/UN reports. One of them just came out last month, another's a couple of years old. I scanned over last night and this morning six or seven of these reports. And I've got in my hands right here, they're about 3.5 inches thick, two of the reports and news articles about the reports. And let me just tell you something. They sent chills up my spine. Now, we're not always able to do this, but more and more we are, thanks to you, the activist viewers and listeners that really spread the word. But whether it's the SPARS document or Event 21 or Operation Lockstep and so many others, we've really been able to get all the other researchers to look into it. And then once that happens, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. covers it, Tucker Carlson covers it, Joe Rogan covers it, and then it becomes mainstream, and then we win. Like the ESGs. We're talking about ESGs 5 years ago. Now they're the biggest thing out there, and ESGs are in big trouble, which is the key to the globalist social credit score. So when I say this is important, it's beyond important. And I'm going to shoot some special reports on this in the coming days. I'm going to try to do a whole PowerPoint on it. I'm going to have to read several more of these reports because it indexes over to those. But let me tell you that when you see headlines, because people are now reporting on this, that the WEF says fashion will be abolished by 2030. Quote, humans will all wear a uniform. These are real quotes from the UN and the WEF. Remember back in 2016. Welcome to 2030. I own nothing. I have no privacy. And life has never been better. Now look how far they've brought us towards that just in the last 6.5, 7 years. So here are some of the reports. The future of urban consumption, a 1.5 Celsius world, C40 cities, headline report. And this has been adopted as gospel by the UN, the WEF. Then you read this report. This is even more important. The Global Risk Report, 2023, 18th edition, Insight Report. Now, this is all what BlackRock and the big banks are doing to destroy civilization and collapse things. And then the whole time they're doing that, they're telling you it's because the temperature has gone up 1.5 Celsius. The virus hits you because it's hot, not because they made it in a lab. The third world's collapsing, not because they locked them down for 3 years and shipped them here. but because of global warming. And you're not going to have fuel for your car because of global warming. And you're not going to be able to own a home because of global warming. Not because the big mega banks are raping you for social control. And they admit this is going to cause major unrest, but they say it's going to bring in their Marxist-Leninist utopia with a universal basic income. And it's all right here in the UN report and the WEF report. And then, of course, we've got all the background with the old dinosaur media coming in behind it going, oh, no, no, no one's going to make you live in a 200-square-foot apartment. Nobody's going to make you eat bugs. It's just that's all that's going to be available to you. No one's going to make you. You can live on the side of the street, we guess. UNWEF agenda won't force people to live in smart cities, says Associated Press. Sure. And the Easter Bunny's real too, right? And nobody, you know, all we want is gay marriage. Nobody's coming after your kids. Remember Phil Donahue back in the 90s? He had some real reasonable gay couple on there saying, all we want to do is just not be attacked. Nobody was attacking him. And then all we want to do is be able to be married, and now all we want is to have sexual access to your three-year-old, and we want to cut their genitals off. But that's really the mad scientist of the New World Order that want all that. So I'm going to cover this coming up in the last segment of this hour more, but I'm going to go through it because you cannot do this justice. You got to go read the graphs. You got to go read what they say is going to happen because of global warming. And every one of the things they say that's going to happen is what they themselves are doing. It's spectacularly horrible. And so, just like I told you 12 years ago, Operation Lockstep was a battle plan. They were going to do it. That's how you see videos where I say they'll release a virus and have lockdowns and make you wear masks and shut down the football games and then bring in a world ID and that'll be the beta test. And later they'll do a bigger bio attack. And people say, how the hell does he know this? This guy's one of them. Well, I mean, yeah, I read what they said. I mean, I guess I am one of them. I mean, yeah, but against them. I mean, if you've got the enemy's playbook, you're inside the enemy's mind. That's where you want to be to defeat them. Yeah, I want to be in their command base, psychologically, spiritually, economically, culturally, so I can stop them. And that's what we're doing is exposing their command and control system. And they're so arrogant, they think you're a dumb animal. They think you can't figure this out. And you know what? Maybe they're right. But not all of us are dumb animals, and not all of us are going to join them. And the children do not deserve this. But I am ashamed of the average, well-to-do, middle-class man. And they come in brown, black, white, you name it. And they're all too busy making sure their sports car looks just right, and that they got the best pair of golf clubs, and they're going on the best vacations, and they're getting as much sex as they can, and eating at the best restaurants, and that other men think they're powerful. While we're losing our entire culture and civilization, because the average man's too busy acting tough. And I'll say this, I've liked some of Ice Cube's music, never really followed him, saw him in movies. Never really seen him talk much. I watched the whole Joe Rogan podcast with him last week. I finally watched it in several parts in the last few days. What a smart, eloquent guy. And, of course, it sounds exactly like me because he's a successful business guy in his own right. So he's not stupid. And he says there's a global government. They're tyrants. They want to break us all down. They want to make us sick. They want to surveil us. They want to take over our society. They're the enemy. I'm never going to shut up. I'm going to do as many shows as I can. I'm going to battle these people. We've all got to fight them. We've all got to come together against these big corporations. See, when you get somebody like that that's just been minding their own business and making hundreds of millions of dollars pissed off, you got a problem, New World Order. So, yeah. Think you'll shut down Alex Jones? Everybody who wants to survive and have a future and who's smart is now Alex Jones. You're all Alex Jones now. And the vision God gave me 27 years ago has now come true. We'll be right back. Stay with us. This is the biggest sale of the year so far. The July 4th Super Sale just started yesterday, up to 60% off and double Patriot points. Brainforce Plus, 50% off. Brainforce Ultra, 50% off. Probiotic Fiber, 50% off. Immune Support, 50% off. Organic Green Fiber Cap, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. Ultimate Bone Broth, 40% off. That's got to get that selling out. Down and Out Sleep Support, back in stock, 40% off. Superfilm Vitality, same as the Male Vitality, but the Male sold out, 60% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, so good for your immune system, your body, your brain, your heart, 60% off. Turbo Force, 10 hours of the energy, 25% off, selling out. X3, selling out. The Clean Iodine, the Missing Link, 25% off. Vitamin D3 gummies, all of it. Whole Food Multivitamins, all InfoWars MD products, all Dr. Jones Naturals, 30% off. It's all there. InfoWars Planet products, 25% off. The best deals you're going to find, InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's time for all the people that know what's going on to speak out and be heard. You know, I got to know Keanu Reeves pretty good when I was a consultant on A Scanner Darkly and also in the film with him. And I was amazed, having dinner with him and hanging out with him and stuff, that he was so smart, but then when other people came around, he was very polite and nice, but didn't really talk to anybody. And now we know he's a conservative, pro-gun guy who's super smart. And people used to think he was dumb. It was the opposite. But I got to tell you, Ice Cube, super smart. And there's so many men and women like that out there who just keep their mouths shut. We need all of you, especially prominent people that have big followings, to come out against the globalists, or they're going to release new viruses. They're going to have new lockdowns. They're going to keep attacking us until we organize against them. But I told you 2+ years ago, right when Joe Rogan was moving to Austin, I said, Joe's got his way of doing things. He's going to get hardcore. He's going to come out against the whole New World Order. People didn't believe me. You tune into that show now. It's as hardcore as this one when he's doing politics, which is half the time now. Used to, politics was 10% of the time. And Joe, out of necessity now, understands how serious things are and has taken the gloves off. And so I got to say to my enemies, you've tried to silence us, but because of the listeners defending this broadcast and supporting us, we're still here. And I want to thank the listeners for what they've done, because we've reached critical mass. We've reached the point of no return. We have, that means the entire audience, the crew, our guests, myself, all of us as a family, we have devastated, because of God's providence, you and I and all of us together have devastated the globalists. Now, they may try to claw us down into hell with them and take us with them, but we have devastated their operations. They're still going ahead with them, even though they've been exposed and they're in trouble. And that is going to have explosive results. I'm going to get more into these reports next segment, but they admit all of that. And their answer is, cut all of our resources off. But then they admit that that's what causes uprisings. They think they're going to be able to have enough dumb people that they can hold hostage by cutting the food and energy off, and they're the ones that are doing it, to then point at the opposition, whose ideas produced all the wealth, and have us silenced in the promise of giving the general public a little bit of the chicken feedback. I think if we have everybody from Keanu Reeves to Ice Cube to you name it, I mean, I can tell you behind the scenes, and I was first told this about 7-8 years ago by a lot of prominent journalists that live out in California, but particularly, I won't even get into names. The point is that, oh, you don't know, almost all the Hollywood folks are awake now. And I'm like, yeah, sure, right. And then you'd see more and more of them actually go public. And again, who cares about Hollywood at the end of the day? The point is that when mainline Hollywood behind the scenes, Mike Cernovich told me that, is super awake and playing along but hating every minute of it, that is a microcosm of everything else that's happening. So you've got the George Soros up there at the top, but the people under him know this is bad. Most of them don't even like what's happening, and they're playing along. I remember Cernovich told me that, so did Jack Posobiec, because he was embedded inside D.C., Cernovich embedded in Hollywood, and I later went out there and did see, in fact, that he was hanging around with the elites in Hollywood. I'll leave it at that. We've had some dinners and things. And I was like, wow, it really is this awakening. Like, yeah, see, I told you. And I'm like, well, I've been out here in a decade, you know, so I didn't know there'd been such an awakening. So as negative as things are, you need to understand that the average person doesn't want World War III or pedophilia or devil worship, and doesn't like the direction things are going, and are really waking up that, well, Klaus Schwab really is the grandson of a top Nazi weapons manufacturer. And his dad really did, you know, develop and sell, try to sell nuclear weapons to apartheid regimes. And they really are supervillains. And this is really happening. And Alex Jones was right. And I say Alex Jones was right because they tried to take over my identity, demonize me, create this Alex Jones that didn't exist in the media, to then demonize all other populists in the resistance. And in the process of doing that, it got a lot of prominent people to tune into what I'd actually said over the years and convert them to the reality. Because the New World Order, again, is going to create the crisis of collapse and pose as the savior fighting it. But they're the ones that did it and brag about how they did it. And so if we simply point that out, they will destroy themselves in the process. And I know I probably say this 5 times a week. I probably say it almost every day. I restate this because if you're in a war and you don't know who the enemy is and you don't know they're cutting your resources off and they get to pose as the good guy too, they're going to win. No matter how outrageous their plan is, you'll get 3 pairs of clothes a year. You'll never get meat again. You'll live under surveillance cameras in 200-square-foot coffin apartments. I mean, this is all being set up. You go, how are we going to get there? They've got AI and computer programs already designing the collapse. How much deterioration you seen in the last 4 or 5 years? Really, the last three. Trump kind of held it back. A lot. And they're getting ready to take down the banks. They're getting ready to take down the stock market and bring in their new system. And people better be ready, and they better understand. Incredibly important report today by Greg Reese. It's on Infowars.com and Band.video. I suggest you go share it like your life depends on it. Because quite frankly, it does. Look how many videos I sent the crew today. I sent them all these. 45 of them. That's how much research I do for the show. I'm not bragging. It's insane. 45 videos I sent the crew. But there's the one Greg Reese did. Just went up this morning, like 2 hours ago. The Fed launches phase one of their CBDC, central bank digital currency, this month. And that is the capstone in their pyramid of control. You might want to watch it. You might want to share it. Okay. I said I'd hit all this next segment. But I'm going to start the next hour and then give the numbers out and cover these UN World Economic Forum documents. I want to hit war in the next segment. It's the longest segment of the hour. It's 11 minutes long. And I want to come back and hit this because the Ukrainians' leadership are true totalitarian liars and globalist frontmen, and they say nuclear war is imminent, and they've got a plan to start it. So I thought we might want to cover that when we come back. Separately, as you know, without your support, we're not here. You've really come through the last week with the big sale going. If we had sales like this all the time, we'd be way in the black, could expand operations, not just stay on air. So thank you for your support. But also thank yourselves for being dedicated to freedom and also want to have great products. Everybody, with what's going on in the environment particularly, should be on our nitric boost that cleans out your blood like nothing else. It's so good for your stamina, libido, energy as well. Men, women, young people, it's amazing. Nitric boost, discounted for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Real Brain Pill Plus will be sold out by tomorrow. It's still discounted. Super Female Vitality is at 60% off. It's the same as Super Male, but it's sold out. So it's the same stuff, just a pink label. Because women like to buy some of the pink labels. It's like men want to buy some of the blue label or more masculine label. It's the same thing. It's amazing for your energy, your focus, your libido. It's one of a kind. Very special. It's 60% off. A bunch of huge specials that are going to run into next week. And then the July 4th super sale will be over. We have the full spectrum CBD oil that's so amazing for neurological systems and more at InfoWarsStore.com that is 100% lower on average. And I mean, by that, most CBD oil of this quality is $160. Maybe they discounted it at $120. We're selling it for $60-something and not putting much markup in there. So it really is as high quality as you're going to get, and you hear the rave reviews. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for your support and for taking care of yourself because these things are really amazing. I forget to take my supplements, and I really need to remember to because they really, really do work. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll come right back with World War III.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Philadelphia is a transgender Black Lives Matter activist. Shot and killed five people, injured a bunch of others, including children. And, of course, if they have a manifesto, we're never going to see it. Just like in the shooting targeting Christians in Tennessee a few months ago. More on that next hour. More on the ongoing Islamic uprising in Europe and the huge awakening happening there by it. Marie Le Pen, the main conservative leader, says, I will save France from the New World Order. Macron will be arrested. So mainline now to be anti-New World Order. Thought it didn't exist. Southern Poverty Law Center, CNN. Media Matters. You've lost the narrative. We're now identifying who really controls things. Game over for you. Federal courts are banning, which should already be illegal. You're illegal. Spying on us and censoring us. We know you'll just continue doing it, though, because you have the Justice Department under your control. But in the end, all tyrants fail and fall. But let's get into this right now. Speaking of Media Matters, here's Max Blumenthal, who's written articles about me many years ago, attacking me. But I guess he had a conscience, and he's written for the New York Times and everybody else. And he's now one of the biggest critics of the Biden administration and the war in Ukraine. And so let's play that clip first. Here's Max Blumenthal dismantles the facade. He spoke for like 30 minutes. It's very powerful. The full thing's on Infowars.com. But here's Max Blumenthal dismantles the facade of Ukraine democracy during his address at UNSC. Here it is.
Why are we doing this? Why are we tempting nuclear annihilation by flooding Ukraine with advanced weapons and sabotaging negotiations at every turn? We've been told by people like Senator Dick Durbin that Ukraine is literally in a battle for freedom and democracy itself. And therefore, anyone who opposes military aid to Ukraine opposes the very defense of democracy, according to this logic. So where's the democracy in Vladimir Zelensky's decision to ban opposition parties, to criminalize the media outlets of his legitimate political opponents, to jail his top political rival and his deputies, to raid Orthodox churches and jail clergymen? Where is the democracy in the Ukrainian government's imprisonment of Gonzalo Lira, an American citizen, simply for challenging the official narrative of Ukraine's war? And where is the democracy in Zelensky's recent decision to suspend elections in 2024 on the grounds that martial law has been declared? The answer is that Ukrainian democracy is harder to find these days than that country's commander-in-chief, Valery Zaluzhny,
who they now think Zelensky had killed because he was more popular. Kind of like the whole Putin deal with Prigozhin. So now let's hear from the evil folks. Let's hear from Hillary that democracy will die here and that Ukraine will be destroyed if Trump is elected. Listen to this war criminal witch.
What would happen if Trump won, first of all, in Ukraine? What would happen to the Ukraine situation?
Look, if Trump wins, which I do not believe will happen, let me just quickly say that. If in some scenario that were to happen, it would be the end of democracy in the United States. It would be the end of Ukraine. It would become a, you know, he will pull us out of NATO if he wins again. Just like he pulled us out of the Iran deal, he pulled us out of the Paris Accords, he will pull us out of NATO.
So if we elect a president and he does that, what's wrong with that? He didn't pull us out of NATO, by the way, which is an evil organization, in my view. He made NATO pay more of its fair share. I think from, what, 10% of the cost and like a third? Oh, how dare him make NATO pay for something? That's just terrible. And how dare him cut back on the globalist shutting off our power infrastructure? How dare him kill that program, which they brought right back. Now, here's the really powerful clip. This is the UN spokesperson, left speechless, confronted by the Chinese communist spokesperson on Syria while lecturing us about the Ukraine conflict. Watch this.
Do you think the presence of the U.S. military in Syria is illegal or not? That's not an issue that we're dealing with at this stage. There's been a war.
But it sounds very familiar. This week we talk a lot about the UN Charter, the international law, and relative resolutions. But it sounds to me a foreign presence, foreign military based presence in another country without invitation, sounds like something else to me. You know.
I'll leave your analysis to you. At this stage,
what's the difference the situation in Syria and the situation in Ukraine?
There's no U.S. armed forces inside of Syria, and so I don't have a. It's not a parallel situation.
You're sure there's no U.S. military personnel?
I believe there's military activity.
Yeah,
but in terms of ground presence in Syria, I'm not aware of that.
Okay, 5 U.S. service members were injured in that attack. If there were no U.S. soldier service members in Syria, how could they got injured? That's weird, right? Should I ask you about that?
Of course, Congress officially funded last year and this year massive funding for U.S. troops on the ground in Syria. They're officially there. But that's the U.N. saying, I'm not aware of that. It's like, I'm not lying. Are you aware that the sun came up this morning? No, I'm not aware of that. Well, okay, then does the sun exist? I'm not sure. So that's what they're doing. Ukraine preparing for nuclear explosion as Russia reduces its forces at the largest nuclear plant in Europe. And I'm not going to try to pronounce it, but it's Zaporizhia. And it just goes on. The Russians have said they're pulling back. All they want is the areas they have as a containment zone so that Ukraine cannot be used by NATO to invade. Russia said, we know you're about to join NATO. They said, oh, we'll never do it. Now they're trying to officially join NATO. And so Russia says, we don't want Ukraine. We never wanted Ukraine. We want to hold the eastern part for our security and, of course, Crimea for access to the Black Sea, their only access to that. And so they're saying, oh, when the Russians leave, they're going to blow up a nuclear power plant, and it's going to be many times worse than Chernobyl. Why would they do that and turn the whole world against them? No, it sounds to me like this is going to be the Ukrainian false flag in there. That nuts, their leader, the globalists are that bad. They've been hyping this, that when the Russians leave, that they're going to blow up the nuclear power plant. And so as soon as the Russians leave, they're able to go and do it. And by the way, the Russians kept Ukrainians there and offered them contracts to run the plant, had third-party advisors in there. So the Russians have third-party groups and international aid groups in there watching. They're going, we're not blowing this up. We're leaving. We've handed the contracts over to these engineers. They can stay. They can go. We're leaving next Monday. That's next Monday in like 7 days, 6 days. And the Ukrainians are like, and as soon as we're in control, the Russians will blow it up. Uh-huh. Right. Sure. No motive, nothing. But the Russians, the world turned against the Russians when they launched an attack on the reactor. Now radiation rains down across Europe and Russia, and it's in the jet stream, hitting the United States. How dare them Ruskies? And I don't think they can help it. I think there's a very good chance the Ukrainians blow the plant up next week. And NATO comes in, and we have a full-on nuclear war. I mean, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but it's a good chance the Ukrainians are going to attack it. Now, maybe they're just going to shell it and then claim the Russians did it and say, oh, they almost blew it up. But remember, Zelensky fired multiple missiles into Poland, and the Poles, the anti-missile systems were sophisticated and shot them both down before they fully exploded. And so in both cases, they're like, sorry, these are Ukrainian missiles. And then they had the telemetry tracking them fired out of Western Ukraine into Poland, and Zelensky came out immediately and he said, the Russians have attacked Poland. We need to go to war. We need nuclear weapons. Sean Penn said, use nukes. It's time to use nukes. We can't take nukes off the table. We need full attack. And the Poles go, well, actually, even though they're pro-war with Russia, these are errant missiles from Zelensky. So they're desperate. The Ukrainians have had their counteroffensive destroyed, and they need to have some type of face-saving event to bring in NATO. Zelensky is completely desperate. In fact, go to Zelensky real quick. Here's Zelensky. Well, it's actually a minute and a half long. Let's come back with Zelensky begging, saying, NATO, we need you right now. Well, I thought you're winning the war, Zelensky. Snort some more cocaine. See how it goes for you. And again, I wish the Russians wouldn't have invaded. I wish George Soros and the State Department wouldn't have overthrown Ukraine 9 years ago. I wish all this wasn't going on. But I'm on the side of not having a nuclear war. I'm on the side of not having a nuclear false flag. What do you think? We'll get the number out next hour as well. But don't forget, only a few days left on the July 4th super sale, 60% off and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com on Nitric Boost, on Full Spectrum CBD Oil, on Super Female Vitality, on books, on films, Last Call to get the Alex Jones for President t-shirt, their limited edition, all at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.